Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Rathauer. This program features a visit with the outstanding soprano saxophonist Stan McDonald, a follower of the great Sidney Bechet, playing the music of Bechet, and includes rare unissued private tapes from his personal library, like this unissued performance of the Latin-flavored Bechet original, Lastic, the title of which may be an abbreviation of Elastic. McDonald has a remarkable ability to emulate Bechet and has a deep feeling for his music.
I simply play the way I feel, and I learned to feel from Sidney. I learned to feel the music and the possibilities of what one can do with it. I can't pick up the horn without hearing, feeling Sidney in my bones, you know?
Stan McDonald with his Blue Horizon Jazz Band. The tune Elastic, and we'll be hearing more from McDonald and band, live recordings from both CD and his own personal music library, and rare, never-previously-broadcast tapes of Stan with the new Black Eagle Jazz Band, of which he was a key member during the 1970s. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. As you can hear, McDonald has a strong feeling for the music of Sidney Bechet, and he's unparalleled among today's reed players for recreating that great master's very personal, unique repertory and sound on soprano sax and clarinet. This is the second program, Visiting with Stan McDonald. I'm talking to Stan at his farmhouse in Sherburn, Massachusetts. Welcome, Stan.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure.
Just recapping briefly for the listeners, Stan's been playing primarily soprano saxophone for some 50 years now on the Massachusetts, Boston area traditional jazz scene, and has produced a significant body of work, which we've spent about 6 months going through 50 years of tapes to find the best material that we could. This hour, we're going to focus on Stan's efforts at, I wouldn't say imitating or copying.
How about emulating?
Emulating the music of Sidney Bechet, which you've been inspired by.
Bechet's a musician above any jazz musician who ever lived, who impressed me the most and continues to. I came within an ace of meeting him in Paris, but he was ill, and I had brought with me a note from Tommy Benford, a drummer, good friend of mine years ago. Tommy's gone now too, but he said, Stan's a good friend of mine, treat him right. And I was never able to deliver that note. I still have it.
Bechet was a towering figure in jazz. He really invented the soprano saxophone as a jazz instrument. He was a daring and brilliant improviser, consistently inventive musician, always breaking new ground even late into his life.
That's true. He played with some modern guys too, like Kenny Clarke on drums, and of course he wrote dozens and dozens of wonderful compositions.
Speaking of those compositions, we're going to start with a couple that Bechet composed late in his life. Perhaps you could introduce these first two titles.
Pat de Mouche. Pat de Mouche means fly's feet, but it also has a metaphorical meaning or an idiomatic meaning in French that means something like a scrawl, and it refers to the fly's ability to cling to surfaces by surface tension. So it has a range of subtle meanings. And
how does that term relate to the music of Pat de Mouche?
Well, there's some syncopations in there that almost remind you of a fly flitting from one surface to another and then somebody maybe trying to smack it. That's the feeling I get from it. I don't think I can do much better than that.
This is from one of your compact disc releases.
Right. It's on Blue Horizon 004, yes.
Also in this set, we have Marchand de Poissons.
The translation is the fish vendor, or actually we'd call it a fishmonger, I guess. I try to play in the spirit. That's not difficult to do. If you love Bechet, you can play in the spirit, but the spirit is there, and I guess that's what counts.
Thank you. just heard a couple of tunes from Stanley's compact discs that reflect his admiration of the great soprano sax master, Sidney Bechet. Bechet was tremendously influential on a surprising range of performers. Barney Bigard, who was originally a Creole from New Orleans, played a significant role in the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Likewise, Johnny Hodges in the late 1920s in Harlem encountered Bechet, and he was apparently influenced greatly by him. And then there was a whole later generation, Bob Wilbur, Richard Hadlock, and the Frenchman Claude Luther, who actually apprenticed to Bechet. And you, Stanley, are part of that generation of players who were influenced by Bechet in the later years.
That's correct. You might mention Kenny DeVern also, but later he dropped soprano entirely and played only the clarinet.
We heard Patamouche, which translates idiomatically to scrawl, or can you interpret that for me again, Stanley?
Yeah, scrawl, like a handwritten squall or kind of sloppy handwriting.
And we heard Le Marchand de Poisson, which would be the fish seller or fishmonger.
Fishmonger, yep.
This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. You're hearing the second program in a series visiting Stan McDonald. As you can hear, an outstanding traditional jazz reed player on both clarinet and soprano sax. Still ahead this hour, rare unissued performances with the new Black Eagle Jazz Band, of which Stan was a founding member and key player in the 1970s. Thanks for joining us. Not everybody can play this instrument. I mean, this instrument is devilishly hard to play, as I understand it.
Well, a lot of people don't play it in tune. In fact, I err on that side sometimes myself. I have to be very careful of my intonation. Technically, it's no more difficult to play than any other saxophone, I don't think. Clarinet's much more challenging to me.
You made a choice at some point to focus more on soprano than clarinet.
Well, actually, I started out playing piano when I was 7. By the time I got to be 14, I felt I could be able to improvise. I was never taught harmony on the piano. So I thought if I played one note at a time, I'd be most successful. But the opposite was true, because you have to choose which of the notes in the chord if you're just playing one at a time. But anyway, when I was 14, I switched to alto sax, and then some years later to soprano, and finally clarinet. Most reed players start with clarinet and go to saxophone after that.
But something about the soprano spoke to you.
Well, the tone, you know. I think I get a pretty good meaty tone, like Sidney.
Mm-hmm.
That's as important as execution, I think.
Well, the soprano saxophone is capable of a considerable range of tones and flavors.
Oh, yes, I guess so, but I don't try to vary it that much. You can bend notes on a soprano, which I do now and then, and you can growl into it, which you can hear on some of my things.
Those who've thought about Sidney and written about him have suggested that there was another reason why he chose the soprano, just the sheer volume.
Yeah, the power. He could compete with, maybe not compete, but stay on a par with brass instruments.
Has that been useful to you, that quality of the soprano, that brassiness?
Oh, yeah, by all means. Oftentimes in the ensemble, I prefer clarinet because it balances a little better with the brass. On certain tunes, the soprano feels just right.
Particularly these that come from the Bechet literature, where they're really a feature for the reed.
That's right, yes.
I'm talking with Stan McDonald. Stan has been fronting his own Blue Horizon Jazz Band in the Massachusetts area for some 30 years or so now. Before that, he was with the new Black Eagle Jazz Band during their ascension during the 1970s. Prior to that, played with a lot of early traditional jazz bands in the Boston area in the late 50s and during the early to mid-1960s. Great to have you as a guest, Stan.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
A lot of the music on your CDs is dedicated to Bechet or is very much in that style or taken from his repertory. Next, we're turning to I Remember When.
That's the loose English translation. The real title is Si tu vois ma mère, if you see my mother. But not many people grasp that, so it's been loosely translated into I Remember When.
And you do a beautiful rendition of this. This is getting into this rhapsodic, operatic side of Bechet's music.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, very simple too. It's simple harmonically and the melody line is very simple.
And also in the set, we're gonna start hearing some of this live material. Again, we dug through about 40 or 50 years of audio tapes and cassettes. We're turning to Wildcat Blues.
Yeah, that was recorded at the Head Shell.
Tell me a little bit about this Hatch Shell. Being from the West Coast, I'm not familiar with this venue.
It's a huge shell-shaped stage. It's on the Esplanade on the Charles River in Boston. That's where they have all the famous fireworks displays on the 4th of July and stuff. And all kind of, that's where the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops play and visiting orchestras.
I think your band was really cooking on this date.
I think we were. We had Walt Miller on trumpet, Fred Walsh on trombone, Jimmy Kay on drums, Phil Hauer on piano, and was it Hans Brack on bass? I think so. Walter and Fred, unfortunately, are gone now. Walt was a resource in terms of his knowledge of the music going way back. He played with Buck Clayton at some point in Paris, I think.
At times, he sounds very soulful, particularly when he's playing muted cornet.
Well, we were, I think, pretty well balanced, and we all were committed to playing the music as best we could, and we rehearsed. Sometimes difficult to do with my present lineup. Most of the guys are teaching full-time, and it's hard to find a window when they can get together.
Wildcat Blues dates back to Sidney's first session in 1923, and I think he recorded it many times.
He continued to record it over the years since his first version in 1923 with Clarence Williams' Blue Five. Thank you.
We've just heard Wildcat Blues, Stan McDonald's Blue Horizon Jazz Band, recorded in the mid-80s in Boston, alongside the Charles River, and from his CD, I Remember When, the title tune, I Remember When, very much in the style and from the repertory of Sidney Bechet. I'm Dave Radlauer, this is Jazz Rhythm. My guest is Stan McDonald. You can visit Stan's website to find his CDs and performing calendar at BlueHorizonJazzBand.com. There'll be a link to that through the Jazz Rhythm website at JazzHotBigStep.com. Incidentally, there's quite a bit of good material that we just couldn't squeeze into these 3 hours, which will be posted at a special Stan McDonald archive at the Jazz Rhythm website.
That's really terrific, David. I'm very grateful to you.
It was really a pleasure to go through these years and years of tapes. And, you know, in many cases, these are cassette tapes that are 20, 30 or more years old. And I've tried to do some restoration on them and pick out some characteristic material that shows what you've been doing over these years.
It was really enlightening to me to go back because I'm normally, you know, too busy to go back and listen to stuff. And I was quite pleasantly surprised at the quality of some of the stuff we were doing, you know, as long as 30 years ago. But then again, we were a little bit younger.
You're hearing Stan McDonald, a disciple of jazz master Sidney Bechet. And just a word about Bechet, who was an ingenious instrumentalist and daring improviser fundamental to the development of New Orleans jazz clarinet and invented soprano sax as a jazz instrument. In later years, Bechet reinvented his own style, shaping a distinct repertory and making a unique contribution to jazz music. For instance, this song is best known in America as My Man by Billie Holiday. But before Billy, it was popular in France as Mon Homme, French, of course, for My Man. And Bechet reimagined it in his own style, played here by Stan McDonald, featured in a superb and unissued live 1980 performance, fronting the New Black Eagles aboard the jazz boat in Boston Harbor. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm.